Hi, my name is Johannes Stockburger. I'm founder and owner of Javavo Publishing. Javavo Publishing's mission is to help those who want to create for themselves a meaningful life, governed not by scarcity and a fight to survive, but by confidence, abundance, and growth. Today's topic is the four dimensions of human life. Being a human involves four dimensions: the soul, the body, the mind, and the persona. Every human being incorporates all of them. First, I want to shed a bit light on each of those four dimensions of being human. Let me start with the persona. Our persona embodies in essence the sum of our relationships, the appreciation and recognition we receive from others and from society as a whole. But this appreciation and recognition does not come merely in warm words. They arrive also as money, status, power, and other privileges provided by society. In one sentence, the persona is the dimension of life where success or failure are at home. The body. The second of the four human dimensions is our body. It is firmly anchored in the material world. It is a super sophisticated toolset allowing us to interact with the material world. We observe the world with our five senses. As humans, we modify the material world according to our wishes, design our living space, clothes, etc. We cook part of it as food and eat it. All those tasks are done with the help of our body and with tools and materials prepared by other people with the help of their bodies. The body functions for a limited time autonomously, and we can automate tasks like walking and driving, reading and writing. The body's nervous system controls together with the brain the body functions. All the information we have collected with our senses find a place in the brain. We save them first in our short-term memory. As soon as we find an opportunity to do so, we wipe the short-term memory clean by transferring its content to the long-term memory, where we match the information with already existing related bits and include them into our body of knowledge. Body, mindset and mind. But it is important to note that this body of knowledge stored in our brain is not the same as our mind. And the mindset is neither knowledge nor is it part of the mind. If you want to frame the relationship between your mind, your body of knowledge and your mindset in military terms, then the body of knowledge would resemble deployed assets. A mindset or thinking habits would represent the rules of engagement, and the mind finally would be the strategic command center. It is important to differentiate between mind, mindset and knowledge. But European thinking tries to separate people from their mind and soul. The thinking of the so-called Enlightenment tries to reduce us to the human dimensions of persona and body. Therefore, humans adhering to the ideals of the Age of Enlightenment must allocate all their mental capabilities to their body. Their persona, exemplified by their resume, acquires resources, power and recognition and is very dear to them. But there is no dispute that even a superbly enlightened resume cannot think. The mind. A third of the human dimensions is the mind. The mind is in terms of information for the soul, but the body is for the persona. Body and mind collect and process information, structure it and make them available to the persona, respectively the soul. While the body acquires information through the five senses, the sixth sense belongs to the sphere of the mind. The sixth sense relates to energy, while the five senses measure and observe different aspects of the material world. The mind has direct access to the body. It can read out the information and knowledge we accumulate in the body. Moreover, it can influence how we structure our body of knowledge and understand the world. The mind is the tool of our soul to connect to our body and for guiding our life. The soul. Our soul is at the end of the day the boss of our life. She was there before we were born. And she will continue to exist after we die. But the soul is also the one of the human dimensions which many people try to ignore or even renege. There are many, many humans who seem to be even unaware of the fact that we have a soul. The reason for this sad state of affairs is pressure from society. We better hide in modern times the influence of our mind and soul on our daily behavior. Otherwise, we will be categorized as weirdos or even as mentally sick. Our status in society will soar, and appreciation and material resources will diminish in most cases. This lets us often ignore the input of our mind and soul, until we have built up thinking habits that repel everything even remotely connected to them. How the soul can help or hinder. Our soul can funnel energy into our body. She can heal the body when it is warranted, but she can also make our body sick if our life ignores her wishes. The soul throws obstacles in our way if she disagrees with our plans or actions. If nothing else helps, the soul will arrange an accident or a catastrophic event to prevent us from following a path she does not want us to go. But the soul can also provide to us via our mind invaluable information about the world around us, if we only dare to listen. If we are on our way into an ambush, our soul will know that. And if we are trained to listen to the messages she sends us through our mind, we will turn around. Our soul spots opportunities which are completely invisible to the five senses. If we do not build the habit of ignoring the subtle messages she sends through our mind to our brain, we can take up and use those opportunities. We will use our intuition to see what others could not even imagine. And by good luck, if we did build bad thinking habits blocking our intuition, we can tear them down. We can be the master of our habits. Let the four human dimensions work in concert. If you want to live up to your full potential, your soul, mind, body, and persona must work in harmony and support each other. This sounds obvious. But compliance with the demand of societies creates a thinking habit, also known as mindset, that automatically compares the information coming from your senses and their possible consequences with officially pronounced so-called truths. If there is a discrepancy between both, this thinking habit will dismiss the information coming from the senses and filter it out before it even can enter your body of knowledge. Protect your integrity. Therefore, in our modern times, in most people exists a dissonance between the beliefs society demands from a successful persona and the information gathered by the five senses. If your eyes show you something else than the official truth, authorities expect you to apply a mental filter and discard the facts you have seen by yourself. Non-compliance damages your persona and closes many doors in such societies. If society tries to implant such self-censoring thought automations into your brain, even for information which is coming directly from your senses, what about intuition coming from your mind? Being cut off from mind and soul. In history lessons, we learn in the context of a European early modern historical period what happened to witches. Those were people who allowed their intuition to guide them and their spiritual energy to heal or influence the material world. They were burned on a pyre. After everybody was intimidated enough to concede there was no mind outside of a human body and no spiritual energy connected to a human, authorities started to proclaim, "Oh, how stupid have we been, burning people as witches. No human could ever use spiritual energy to heal and influence his life. And intuition is completely vague and unreliable." Especially the Germans are immensely proud of that turn of events. They call it the Enlightenment. The Holocaust. It is possible to categorize the huge effort of the German government in the 20th century to wipe out the Jewish people and eradicate Jewish consciousness as another example of European witch hunts. German leaders had concluded that there was no way the Jewish could abandon their knowledge of the spiritual world. Therefore, if they wanted to cleanse the world from those dark forces, they had to destroy the Jewish people. With them, any memory of their knowledge should disappear. And boy, they really tried with all their power and committed huge resources. But this time the power of bundled mediocrity was not strong enough. European colonialism. European tradition to cut off mind and soul from body and persona weakened humans to the point where they were in danger of resembling animals more closely than human beings. But the resulting societies were still strong enough to subdue the whole world. This was possible because the hierarchical organization model could coordinate and control the actions of huge crowds. Even if the individual member of that crowd invited pity for their weakness, as a crowd, they were strong. Those masses of individuals with amputated minds and souls proved to be stronger when every single person or even every small group of people, no matter how strong and sophisticated their minds might have been. Reclaim access to all your human dimensions. What I have said before sounds depressing, but things are changing. You can send messages from the US West Coast to a small village in the Black Forest in Germany, and nobody can prevent you from doing so. This means that governments lost control over the information you can access. And they cannot control anymore to whom you can connect. Take back control. Governments strive to retain their mass control, and the Chinese demonstrate in Tibet and the Uyghur regions how far a government can go. But if you manage your life with care, you can build a network of people that allows you to avoid those extremes and get your appreciation, recognition, and money from people dispersed around the globe. No single government can threaten you now and tell you, if you honor your intuition and value the information coming from your senses higher than our certified truths, you will lose your job and your livelihood. Today, you have better opportunities when recanting the half-truths tooted by the mighty. Therefore, I appeal to you. Train your senses and your intuition. Open up to the energy flows around you. This is the way to reconnect your four human dimensions. Do not be fearful, because the time of the tyrants is coming soon to an end. Episode 18. This was episode 17 of a podcast Success and Inner Growth. Episode 18 will appear around December 15. The topic will be how to puncture the wall between your mind and your conscious life.